I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You always have some notes when you
got
come
a list.
Here.
We already got my Sex in the City. We can check that off.
All right. Your check was I watch a. This is the thing that really makes me laugh. This is the last thing I want to say about Sex in the City. If you had to make a top five list of HBO shows, that would be on the list. So the fact that now you're watching it is just crazy. That would be like if you came up to me like, oh, I'm watching Sopranos. Yeah, I've already seen that before.
Well, you have to understand, one, I don't have any subscriptions ever. So I'm always limited to whose subscription that I'm logged into.
Do you want me to
I'll
give you HBO Max right now.
Well, I have one now.
Okay, my bad. I didn't
know. That's why I'm watching Sex and the City.
No, good point. I didn't know.
You don't have Peacock? You don't have some sort of backdoor in for Peacock?
Is it on Peacock as well?
Aren't you an NBC affiliate? You don't have all those
they
ways?
They don't give y'all Peacock?
Ironically, I think I've been expensing Peacock lately.
What do you want to talk? You have a list of things you want to talk about. What's next on the Aran Ladd list?
The WNBA All-Star Game was the best of all of the All-Star contests across the major sports this year.
Because they try.
And there was beef involved. You could tell that there was there wasn't anger, but there was a pure competitiveness to prove that the players that were on the WNBA team, meaning that they didn't make the USA basketball roster, the Ariko Ogunbowales of the world and like Caitlin Clark and that kind of thing, they wanted to play their best game. They wanted to go out there and prove that they belong.
This is why. And this is why.
And it was exciting. It was entertaining. People were tuned in. It wasn't the Elam ending, the Saturday night festivities, the skill competition, and the three-point. I thought that was an exciting addition as well with the girl from the Atlanta Dream winning both of them and making three times whatever her salary was. Like, they did a really good job with it, and the W has continued to capitalize on this momentum time in and time out.
The W capitalizes on this momentum because of one reason. Their players care. This is my, by far and away, biggest problem with the NBA. And I said, as someone that loves the NBA, NBA players act too cool to try sometimes. And I think that just turns off the regular person. Hey, you make all of this money. All we're asking you to do is play basketball, and you make it seem like it's the hardest possible thing in the world. During the All-Star game, they asked Anthony Edwards, and he's like, well, this game's an exhibition.
I'm gonna shoot left-handed.
I can't see myself ever trying. It's a game for the fans. It just comes off as so disrespectful to fans that I think people are falling in love with the WNBA and attracted to the WNBA is I think they understand this is our moment. This is our shot. So, hey, when we are in front of the camera, I need to make sure I got the right fit on so when the camera gets me. Hey, when we play, hey, there's celebrities now coming to the game. Hey, people are interested. It was an 800% increase in ratings for the WNBA All-Star Game because people want to see you play, go out there and put on a good game. The women players understand that. The men players, they just act way too cool for school.
You don't think Caitlin Clark, and to your point, right, like WNBA players would say, hey, we have a condensed schedule. We're moving around. This year it was in Naptown. I can't believe they put the All-Star Game in it. Like, we don't want to go here and technically work for the first 2 days of what's supposed to be a five-day vacation. Caitlin Clark's gassed. Been playing basketball at the college level, goes to the draft, immediately jumps into being the number one pick. She talked about it at the podium for this game, wanting to take a break from ball, essentially. Didn't do the three-point competition because she was tired and needed a break. I thought her and Angel Reese, what they added to that team, and just the moment overall, it's just been really cool to watch. I'm not somebody, and I've tweeted in the past, yo, KC would be a great market for WNBA. I think that we have the passion, and it's been showing with the current, like, we could support a professional basketball team in this market, and why not look at the W, a league that's trying to expand and add teams on. But what they're doing right now, it's the arrow's pointed firmly upward. It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah, the only thing I guess I feel about the Caitlin Clark is she doesn't have to do everything.
She does.
But
part of it is, I mean, you said it best, like part of the influx is her and Reese and what they had at the college
level. But I would say if you were only interested in the WNBA because of Caitlin Clark, then you're not interested in women's basketball, and that's fine. The same way that I was not interested in hearing about any of these other golfers. When Tiger was done, I am done. I'm not continuing to watch. I don't watch golf now.
But the league is going to nudge her every time and say, kind of like they'll do in MLB, will do for Bobby Witt Jr. going forward now, like, yo, You're a rising star. We need you. We saw that in Winning Time. You know how they took Magic to the side and were like, you're the MVP. We need you to be the face. a part of us as a league capitalizing on this moment is you being ever present. And I'm sure I can imagine how much that takes on her, but she's still there. She's still showing up.
But shouldn't the All-Star game be an example that, hey,
you can do it without her?
And there's way more women basketball players. The fact that the women's Olympic team, that is the hands-on, odds-on favorite to win the gold medal.
I'm not even on it.
We saw them lose a game. Maybe, just maybe, the WNBA is more deep and talented than people thought 2 months ago, 3 months ago. And now they're getting so, like, I think if you are serious in real long-term growth, sure, I'm interested in Caitlin Clark. I like watching her play. You got to grow the thing as a whole. And that's why, I mean, she's 22 years old. Yep. She's going to be in the All-Star game. She's going to do the men's three-point contest like we saw Sabrina Ionescu do last year. Like, she is going to be a part of everything. She doesn't have to do everything every single time for women's basketball. You can highlight Asia Wilson. You can highlight the other great players in the WNBA. Why can't the Olympics be about that, too?
She's balling out this year, man. The rookie of the year, that's where the attention now goes. If we're going from All-Star to now actually looking at, they're going to take a month off for the Olympic break and then come back in and do that last stretch before playoffs and we'll get the final award count. That's what all the conversation is going to be. Is the MVP award going to go to a good player on a bad team, or is it going to go to Angel Reese, somebody who's had this long run of double-doubles? We'll see how long that streak goes on. Asia Wilson is having one of the best years in league history on the back of what she's done the last few years, their championship team, the awards conversation around the women's basketball is where it goes next. And that maybe that shows us we really made it, Dot. We're going to be arguing as NFL season kicks up and some of the awards, and we're going to be having that conversation. That's going
to
be interesting.
Yeah, I don't think that's a world that we are anywhere close to living to, that we're going to be talking about the WNBA in September. But you know what? I love the optimism. Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to talking about football. It was reported today in the Washington Post that the NFL Players Association and the owners have had conversations at, quote, a very high level about expanding the NFL regular season. We'll talk about it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.